Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Circle podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me now is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Good, Taryn. It's good to finally talk to you again. It's been a long time since the end of the Big Brother season, but we're here now talking about The Circle, which, thanks to you, I would have never known about this show had I not listened to the podcast. And I've gone through and watched the UK season one. I'm almost done with season two of UK, and I'm just floored by how great the show is, how addicting it is. Even my girlfriend, who hates reality TV, is watching this show. So I've got her hooked. You got me hooked. So let's see if we can get more people onto this.
There you go. Yes, we are here to talk about episode 11 of The Circle. It's the penultimate episode of the season. Only one left. And I have to say, having just recently finished the episode, kudos to you if you managed to pause it just to listen to us, because I would not have been able to.
Right, exactly. It was such a cliffhanger. Just you want to be able to follow everything that's going on, and to listen to us talk about this, yeah, just go back to the episode. That's more important.
Well, let's not get crazy.
I mean, your coverage is great, but the show is really, really good.
All right. Well, we're going to talk all the way through the episode. We started off with the fallout from the previous episode. Sammy and Ed are going to have a conversation talking about Sean's video and how she really seemed to be throwing some shade onto somebody in particular. And so they're going to kind of start to speculate who was Sean talking about when she said there were secrets and that people weren't being genuine. The obvious implication is that it's Joey, because Joey's the person who blocked her and who she saw in person. And that's what Sammy seems to be thinking at this point. But she doesn't really want to like float that idea out there too obviously.
Yeah, honestly, she really threw Joey under the bus with this whole thing. And I understand it's a tough situation. He had to block somebody, but it really leaves a bad taste in everyone's mouth being like, okay, what do we not know? And I totally understand where Sammy's coming from, where she's going to suspect that it's coming from Joey. And I just think that this is really unfortunate for Joey's case. And, it's kind of a weird way for her to go out.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like too much information in the goodbye messages, I feel, to really be calling things out like that. Honestly, maybe what they should be doing is having people leave their message before they go and visit somebody or are visited. Obviously, that wouldn't have worked in this particular instance because she was visited as she was being blocked. But for the other ones, at the very least, perhaps that's the way to go. Or just in general, just be like, don't say anything about anybody in particular if you can help it. So So the conversation here, obviously, Sammy is a little bit suspicious of Joey in this moment. She's basically like, I don't want it to be Joey, but the obvious implication is that it is Joey. So she's asking Ed what he thinks, and she thinks that he might have a better perspective than she does for all the reasons that that I have been talking about in the previous two recaps, which is that Ed has a fresh perspective on it, that Sammy has become so entrenched, so just like I have beer goggles on. And so I don't know if I can tell for sure. You come at it from a different angle and a fresh perspective, so perhaps you'll have a better idea of who we can't trust. And Ed points out that he does think there are some people who are being fake, obviously the implication there being Rebecca, but that he does trust Joey and he thinks that Joey's a good guy, which seems to reassure Sammy to a degree.
Yeah, honestly, though, I think Ed really hit the key to his game was being upfront and telling people exactly how it is and being honest with people. And I think that's what's got him a little bit more of an in with these people, a little more leeway with being able to say what's on his mind. And I think Sammy really enjoys that because, one, they come from the same area in the United States. So they both have similar backgrounds, I would think. And maybe similar perspectives, you know, based on where you live, you kind of will have the same opinion or something as someone else that lives in the same area. Not necessarily on everything, but in certain aspects, like one, making sure you're getting the truth from people or the way you confront people. I think Sammy takes a lot from Ed because they are from the same area. So I think that getting that knowledge from him is exactly what she was looking for.
Yes, and I gotta say, Ed does seem like he has some pretty good instincts in this game. I really wonder how he could have been able to play if had he been introduced earlier in the season and not be literally the last person to be introduced into the season.
I just think that's such a disadvantage to people that come in late. Like, it's always going to be these people that are at the beginning, you're at least going to get half the people at the beginning at the end. And I think there's a flaw in the game in that one aspect that people that come in late really are disadvantaged. And it's even though they get the 1 week of safety, I don't think it's enough. There needs to be something added to this game to make it fair for everyone. I just wanted to hear your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the timing. I think that when somebody's being added and they're literally there for one round of ratings and potential blocking, basically that's before the final. Like, that's too much. This is too quick. I think they should have stopped adding people at. I think that Sean and Bill, it should have been one of them, and that should have been it. And even that is kind of like, that means they added three people, I think, total over the course of the show. That would have been, I think, a solid amount given the amount of time that we had to cover all of these people, both in terms of the game and sort of like their chance of actually winning, and also in terms of just being able to develop them as a character and care about what happens to them. These other people have really felt like filler to me, toward the end.
And do you think, what's your opinion? How many people have been in this game called? Do you know off the top of your head?
They started with eight, then they added Miranda, Adam, Sean, Bill, and Ed. So 13 total.
So if they're doing around 13 people, what if they just started the game with, like, let's say seven and then added seven maybe the next week over? So seven come in at once and seven come a week later. And that way you have all your people at once and then they're all at it at the same advantage. You know, yes, you have people that came in early, but they don't know that seven more people are going to come in all at the same time. Then you have the, 6 weeks or whatever of giving people time to meet each other and then go one by one eliminating people. That way everyone's on the same playing field.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that. I think that one of the strengths of the way that they do it now is in the pacing, where they can introduce a small amount of people that you care about, and then slowly introduce more, and it kind of works better than even a show like Survivor or Big Brother, where it is like 16 to 18 to even 20 on Survivor people at once, and you barely know half of their names by the fourth episode. This does work better, I think, because you pretty much know all eight people in one episode and you feel connected to them. And then each time a single person is added, it's like, okay, so this is the new person. It's Miranda. Here's Adam. And it, so the pacing really works well. And I think that works to it being easily binged and it's sort of easily digestible. And that's sort of the UK formula. But I do think there's a middle ground here where maybe it's not like a ton of people at once, but maybe just fewer people in general, or just changing the pacing, changing the timing. I think that it needs to be fine tuned and tweaked to some degree. But overall still fun.
It's just such a disadvantage to that person that comes in late. Even the last, you know, we've seen, you know, three out of the last four were the ones that came in the last three. And you're just at such a disadvantage in this game. These other people know each other. They have each other's back. They could have formed alliances to get to the end no matter what, like we saw. So it's just such a disadvantage for them. I feel bad.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, at the same time, Ed could have been the winner of this show, right? Like,
he could have
getting to the final six, which turns out to be the final vote. You know, if everyone was voting tactically and thinking in the same way, then they all might have thought, well, Ed is going to be in last place for most people, so I'll put him in first to negate the advantage for somebody else to improve my own chances. If enough people do that, all of a sudden, Ed is your winner. Not as likely to happen, though, I think, because people don't want to take that risk. And it's so nebulous, this concept of like who's going to win at the final ratings, that you don't want to be too hasty with that sort of decision. And if you don't want somebody like Ed, who just got there, to win. But it's still possible to some degree. Anyway, Ed, I do feel like, had some pretty good instincts. He correctly ascertains that I'm going to say to Sammy that I trust her and Joey the most. Those are just the right people to say to Sammy. She feels really good about that conversation. He wants to call Sammy a son of a gun. And his mom says, no, you don't call a woman that. Call her like babe or something. I don't know where you stand on this debate. Neither of us are women, or Sammy, but I think that Sammy would have preferred son of a gun to babe.
Let me ask my girlfriend, Angie, would you like it if I called you a son of a gun or babe? Yeah, she's quiet. I would think son of a gun maybe isn't the correct term. I would never call my girlfriend son of a gun.
Really? I see. Cause for me, a son of a gun, that doesn't mean anything bad.
She's coming out right now like, what the hell are you talking about? She has no
Well,
idea.
She's also your girlfriend, though. Like, calling her babe makes sense because she's your girlfriend. But if I was just like walking, if I was talking to a woman that I didn't know very well and I had to choose between, oh, you son of a gun, or hey, babe.
That's true.
I feel like, hey, son of a gun is a little more like jokey, and babe is a little creepier.
Well, okay, I will say this. Son of a gun is more something you say to your buddy. Maybe he's thinking of it like that, like, oh, she is my buddy. But as we'll see later in this episode, he kind of goes in hoping that he's not in a relationship. And I just think that to come off as son of a gun, you're really friend-zoning yourself real quick by saying it like that.
Well, I mean, that's why it's less creepy to a degree. I feel like I'm lost on this, because son of a gun to me sounds like it's coming straight out of a movie from the 40s. Like, hey, son of a gun, what are they doing there?
I think both are just terrible. Like, just don't go either way. Just be like, no problem, sounds good. Like, don't end it with babe or son of a gun. Like, you don't have to say anything. You can just end it. And I will say this. This is the one time that his mom has really given him good advice. I swear, everything she says, I'm just cringing. I'm just like, oh, don't send that. And he's like, no, why would I send that? There was something in episode 9 where he said something where, like, oh, send this. What was it? The confused face when Sean posted her pictures of herself. Mm-hmm. He's like, send that. He's like, no, why would I send that? That's terrible advice. That just puts you as, like, the ass of the group. Like, why would you do that? So I think finally she gave him some good advice, and at least not saying son of a gun. Opinion.
I disagreed. I felt like Sammy would not want babe. She's expressed in the past that she thinks it's like eye-rolly when the guy calls her babe. So.
And I completely agree with you. Babe's not great either, but there's some middle ground we got to find for that, because both of those weren't great, but I still think son of a gun is way too weird. Like, that's something you say to your buddy, like a dude.
I guess so.
Son of a gun to a girl.
I wonder if this is like a regional thing, because I wouldn't even think to call somebody a son of a gun at all. And if somebody called me a son of a gun, I'd be like, that's funny.
Yeah, but you're a guy. Like, I feel like to a woman, that might be like, oh, that's strange. Why would you say son of a gun? I don't know. I'm not a woman. I can't give that perspective. But that's just where I would never go that direction.
All right. Well, Shuby and Joey are going to have a chat. Joey says that, hey, look, I did this for you. I saved Rebecca. I saved her because I would never do anything to hurt you, Shubes. Shuby loves it. Shuby says that means so much to me. He sounds emotional speaking out this message that Joey is his best friend. He'll have his back. And Shuby is really hoping that Joey and Rebecca can reconcile.
Yeah, honestly, I think that Joey's all in on Shuby. Shuby's all in on Joey and Rebecca. And Rebecca's all in on Shuby. So Shuby just wants those two to get along, figure out whatever differences they have, and come together, because they're going to need each other going forward. Little did they know there's not much time left in the season. But I think this was a really good moment for Shuby to really pull together and be like, listen, thank you for doing that for me. You know, and if I can return the favor, I will. And I think this is exactly what Shuby wanted. And I think it's best for Joey's game as well.
Yeah, maybe this is another regionalism, but isn't it reconcile? He says reconcile.
I've heard it both ways.
Really?
Because he's from what? You said it was Shuby that said this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I live in Southern California. So he's what, from LA? I think it's reconcile, but I've heard people use it as reconcile.
Really? I've never heard that before in my life.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Well, you're East Coast, I'm West Coast. I mean, there's a little bit different, you know, in the twang, the way you speak. So I don't know. Maybe it's something too, but it's definitely reconcile.
Well, there you go. So he's hoping that they can reconcile.
Or sorry, reconcile. Gosh, now I'm all confused. No, sorry. Reconcile. I am so thrown off by this. We are getting way too into the lingo of things.
Shuby's game plan is he wants to take out Ed next, and then Chris, even if he wants to try anything, he won't be able to. They'll have the numbers. It'll all be good. That's Shuby's game plan. And so it's time to play the next game. It's called Most Likely. They have to decide which player fits which statement. So who is the most likely to die in a zombie apocalypse? I was kind of interested in this game, and then right away I was like, this is a boring question.
It's completely boring. I was just like, do we really care? Like, what is going on with this?
Joey, because it's Joey. Rebecca, because she's too timid. Chris, because I don't know why. Okay. Who's most likely to run for president? Everybody says Shuby. And Shuby's like, what? It's not like I've literally run for office before. Actually, I have.
You gotta love Shuby. Shuby's the best. Like, if Shuby doesn't win this whole thing, I'll be shocked. I'm all in on Shuby.
But, there it is. Well, Joey says he wants to be Shuby's vice president because they don't do anything.
Yeah, no. I love Joey, too. Joey's great. Joey on your guys' podcast was phenomenal, too. I hope you have him back again soon, maybe for next season of The Circle. But yeah, no, it was hilarious watching this. I think Shuby would be a great president. What do you think? I mean, he's got the UCLA cred, so I guess that's good for something, right?
I mean, I'd be a little worried about his overall approach to social media. I feel like he might want to try to shut it all down.
Well, given our current president of social media, maybe it's good to have someone shut it down.
Doesn't take much. So the next one is, who is most likely to remain friends with you? And this one was actually very interesting to me. Joey says Shuby. Rebecca says Shuby. And everyone else says Joey. Shuby says Joey. Chris says Joey. Sammy says Joey. Ed says Joey. And I was thinking that I was a little bit concerned for Joey's chances after the whole Sean message thing. Mm-hmm. But this is great news for Joey. I mean, yes. Four people think that he is basically, this is essentially the question of who do you think is the most genuine in mm-hmm. their, not only in themselves, but in their relationship with you. This is the person they're going to feel the most comfortable with when it comes to rating them highly, giving them the win. And Joey got four of the people all on him. That's really hard to do because yeah. these are all individual relationships. So it clearly this Sean message did not penetrate very deeply. Sammy's initial suspicions seem to be completely gone. And even Ed is on the Joey train. So once again, my head is spinning in terms of like who could win this thing. And this is definitely a good sign for Joey. Shuby is also in a great spot here with two of the people, but as we eventually see from Joey, there was a little bit of like should I rate Shuby high, should I not rate Shuby high. So it was very interesting to see Joey get this many picks.
Huge for Joey. I think this was, you know, this reminds me a lot, and this is not a spoiler for people watching UK version season 2, but in that version, they had a game where they put a hashtag on each of the players that they, so like one would be like hashtag genuine, and you had to put that on one of the players. And when the players would see everything about themselves, they would not see who it's from, but see what the hashtag was that they were voted. So one would be like sneaky or genuine or truthful or whatever. And I think this question is very similar to that. I wish they would have gone more that direction. Like they did in the UK for this season. I feel like this game could have been really good, but if they were going more in this direction, I would have liked the hashtag game more. But seeing all the genuine, essentially, for Joey was huge for his game. I think that it also puts him in a little danger when it comes to the final voting because yeah. of the fact that people see this as such a huge one-sided affair in Joey's favor. They might say, okay, well, he's going to be the one to beat, him or Shuby, so I need to put those guys lower. So this might actually hurt his game, but at the same time, I don't know if the people are thinking about this going forward, and they might just be thinking, oh, he is a genuine guy, and we're still going to rate him high later on. So it could go one way or the other.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a great example or sort of it's great evidence that he's doing really well in the game. But the fact that it was so public could actually end up hurting him. That said, we didn't really see anybody go like, oh, didn't realize Joey was so popular. Like, we didn't really see any reaction like that. Maybe it was hidden from us. But it seems like this was he mostly got away with this. And most people were like, yeah, Joey, that's right.
Exactly.
Who knows? Next was most likely to hold a grudge. Rebecca says Ed. Unsurprisingly. But Ed, again, I think correctly, good instincts says, I think I can get away with this by choosing Sammy. Shuby also says Sammy. And Sammy's like, yeah, I mean, look, hey, I get sensitive. What can you do? And Ed knew exactly what to say. He says, I love you, but I would not want to get on your bad side. And that's exactly what somebody like Sammy wants to hear. She's like, you're right. You don't want to be on my bad side. So I thought he played that really well.
100%. He knew exactly what to say. Hey, she's a Delco girl. Maybe he knows how to deal with Delco girls. So that's what we've been hearing this whole season is Delco girls are crazy. So he knew exactly what her personality is and how to come back with that with a kind of an endearing statement saying, I just don't want to mess with you. I want to get on your bad side. Mm-hmm. So I think he played it safe with that one. But it was funny to see this question asked.
Yes. So then Joey and Sammy are all both going to choose Chris, that Chris is most likely to hold a grudge. All right. Alert. It's time for the ratings. And it's not just time for the ratings. It's time for the final ratings. And I literally wrote ratings time, final ratings. And I was like, wait, final? Hold on.
I know. It came out of nowhere. It totally shocked me.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, makes sense. Final ratings until the final one, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, this is the final. This is it. This is determining the winner. No more influencers. These ratings will determine the winner of the circle. And I was like, whoa, okay. Did not predict this. I have no idea what's going to happen now. I need to start thinking.
I was so thrown off because of how many people are still left in this game. I was just like, how can we be getting to the final ratings already? And plus, how are they going to be able to determine who goes home next? Because there's no way they go to the finals with six people. So I knew something was up their sleeves, but I couldn't figure out what. But yeah, I wouldn't want to be one of those people trying to figure out six different people to vote for. And can I say this? In season one of the UK, they use the star ratings. This version is so much better. Rating your top to the bottom. This is a much fairer way and much better way of doing things.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, at this point I was like, okay, I guess it's a final six. I guess that's just what it is. And so here we go. Ed says, I know my first, I know my last. The middle, I don't know. Shuby says, this changes things. Joey says, does this change things? Yes, this changes things. Rebecca says, you have to be fair and square. Gonna vote, straight up. Shuby says, I've played with my heart. I'm gonna finish with my heart. No tactics. So that's two people I feel pretty confident about how they did their rankings. So we're gonna run through what we saw, what was said, and then we're gonna try and extrapolate from there. All right.
Okay.
So we started with Joey, and he puts Ed at number three. And I have to imagine this was Ed's highest ranking, probably by a decent margin.
Yeah.
Number three, he respects Ed for being upfront, being ballsy, saying what he thinks. He talks about Rebecca, does not reveal what ranking Rebecca gets, but he says that she was there from the start, and that's good, but he's just not sure about her. There's just something that he doesn't really like. He puts Sammy at number one. He says she is who she says she is. She's ballsy. She's taking chances. Sammy's my girl. And then he goes, okay, my boy Shuby. He's been my boy since day one, but tactically he doesn't want to give him, just want to like hand him the win. He's too much of a threat. And honestly, at this point, I'm like, Joey, I think Sammy's the bigger threat right now, and he just gave her number one. But so he,
I unplugged myself. Hold on.
So
there you go. Sorry, I unplugged myself.
Yes. So Joey, he gives Shuby number four. Says, I'm sorry, Shuby. I gotta do it. Oh. I can't. I change him to number two. Shuby's my boy. He's number two. And this could theoretically cost Joey the win.
Absolutely. I think that putting him as high as he did, I think it's a three-man race, in my opinion. I think that, well, I don't know. I say that and now I'm thinking maybe four. But I think it's going to come down to Shuby, Joey, and Sammy. But Rebecca could be in there. I really think Rebecca could get higher votes than people think.
Yeah, I mean, so prior to watching any of these four episodes, I had narrowed it down to those three, Sammy, Joey, and Shuby. And I kind of was leaning more toward Joey or Shuby over Sammy. But as we've watched the episodes, I've honestly even further counted Rebecca out. I'm really thinking Rebecca doesn't have much of a shot at this point. But as the episodes have gone on, I feel like the Shuby chances have lowered and the Sammy chances have improved. And so now I feel like it's between Joey and Sammy, but then Joey changes Shuby to number two. And I feel like all three of them are in it again. And I'm not entirely sure, but we're going to go through the list. We're going to figure it out.
Okay.
All right. So Joey puts Sammy at number one. He puts Shuby at number two, Ed at number three. That leaves two more placements. To me, that says Chris is number four and Rebecca is last in number five. And that to me, automatically, if you get a last place, you probably can't win. That's generally how it's gone before. Now, granted, there are six people instead of five or even four. So that's good for you. But getting a last place is really, really bad for your chances. So definitely not great for Rebecca. Not particularly great for Chris either. I think And that's, I think both of them are probably the lowest likely to win. Right away, we see that from Joey and reflected in his rankings. Then we get Chris. Chris puts Ed at number 5. He says, I don't know Ed very well. And so he's number 5, last place. We know that Ed is, in fact, going to be eventually eliminated for being in the lowest of the rankings. We see that Chris puts Joey at number 1. And Joey deserves to win. He saved him multiple times. This is huge for Joey. A first place finish. So now we have Sammy with a first place finish and Joey with a first place finish. Yeah. I really feel like those two are definitely competing here. And we're going to see later Shuby is going to get one as well. So let's see. If Chris puts Joey at number 1, Ed is number 5. I feel like Chris puts Sammy at number 2. Mm-hmm. Which is what he did last time. And then he probably puts Shuby at number 3 and Rebecca at number 5. That would be my guess.
I don't know if Rebecca's going that low there. I don't know.
He was very skeptical about her. He said that there's something off about her. In the previous rankings, he put her very low. Let's see. I've got it in my notes. We can go back to episode 10. In the previous rankings, he put Rebecca at number 5, second to last. Okay. He said something is not right.
That's true. I forgot about that. So, yeah, okay. So that would make more sense. I just think if they're really thinking tactically, maybe he puts Shuby lower. He puts Shuby lower knowing he'll get top vote.
Like, it's very possible.
Coming, are they coming from a game perspective or from a likability perspective? Because if I were in there, I'd be like, all right, these guys have been at the top the whole game. I have to put them at the bottom. Otherwise, I'm going to lose.
I agree with you there. But I think the other rankings kind of indicate where Chris is leaning here, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think if he was voting tactically, you might honestly even flip these two first and in fifth place. You might say Ed is number 1 because he's the least likely to receive other votes, and Joey is number 5 because he's too popular. But instead, we see what we'd expect if he's voting purely based on who he likes the most, which is Joey's number 1. And he also, his explanations are in terms of why he does it because and why he likes them the most. So he says Joey deserves to win. He saved him multiple times. He owes him this. Ed, he doesn't know him very well, so he's going to go last, which implies to me that the rest of the rankings are likely in tune with how he feels about each person, which if that's the case, that says to me that Sammy is number 2, Shuby number 3, Rebecca number 4. And like I said, I think at this point that just completely disqualifies Rebecca getting two fourth place rankings in a row.
Yeah, 100%. That makes more sense. Now that you put it that way, that's exactly the way I'm leaning to now.
All right. So then we get Sammy. Sammy puts Chris at number 4, says she was never too sure where he stood in the game, never too sure who he was really loyal to. I talked to Lita about this a little bit, that Chris's sort of communication style, I think he is genuine. I think he's a genuine guy when he talks, but because he speaks in such flowery sort of language, as Ed will later describe, he has good words, that it's a little, I think it comes off a little insincere, potentially. Like, you're just a little concerned because he's so funny and he's so witty and he's always like got the jokes that you're like, is he for real? I'm not sure. And so that seems to have hurt him here with Sammy, who is going to put him at number 4. I skipped Ed, but that's fine. Doesn't really matter. Where are we going? Chris there at number 4. And she puts Rebecca at number 3, says she loves her. She's a sweetheart. She's amazing. All of the skepticism about Rebecca seems to be gone here. Again, the editing can sometimes confuse you. It really seemed like Sammy was really anti-Rebecca for a bit, but but seemingly back on board with Rebecca. Number 3, still not enough to counteract the number 4s that she's been getting, though, I think. We know number 3 and number 4 for Sammy. So now we have to figure out where the other ones lie. I have to imagine Ed was number 5. He was in last place, which means Joey and Shuby were 1 and 2. I think she probably puts Joey at number 1, right?
And Shuby
number 2?
I think Joey's number one, Chibi's number two. I think she's always had a little bit more of a bond with Joey. You know, she loves Shuban. She thinks that he's cute and everything. But I think that from a personal perspective, I think she's connected more with Joey. Now, the only thing that gives me pause is her conversation at the beginning of the episode with Ed. And that gives me pause. If it's that close to the actual vote, does she lean more towards that side of having her doubts or questions about Joey? Or is she still going to be like, well, you know what? He's my guy. It doesn't matter. I'm still all in on him. That's where I'm like, I love that they added that into the episode, because now it puts that seed of doubt in your head and it's not 100%, okay, they're going this way. It gives you a little bit of wiggle room to be like, okay, where are they going?
Yeah, and really, this might be the key element here that we're looking at. Essentially, did she put Joey at number one or Shubi? Like, did she put Joey, Shubi in one and two and Ed number five? Or did she try to play a little more tactically and did she put, like, perhaps Ed number one and Joey or Shubi number five? The fact that it would have to be Joey or Shubi at number five and then the other one at number two kind of indicates to me that she was not voting tactically, because if she was, I think they would both be at the bottom and not just one of them and the other one being high. So to me, that indicates that she was voting based on who she liked to some degree at the least. And that says that Joey and Shubi are likely up there. I would guess that Joey is ahead of Shubi. This could be what costs her the game. I think that she is definitely up there, but if she gave Joey another first place, that might give it to Joey. So we'll see. Ed put Chris at number two, says he loves Chris. Great guy. Funny guy. He put Sammy at number four, and this is another key pick here. There's going to be a couple of those where he says he likes Sammy. He's probably spent the most time talking to her. She's worked very hard, but others have worked harder. Number four. I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. It's such a weird comment. Like, how do you come from that perspective? It makes no sense to me, but yeah, just these rankings right here, these were, I feel like, more tactical from them. So,
oh yeah,
I feel like this was more of a game plan to try to win it all rather than their actual personal connection.
Yeah, it is hard to figure out Ed's rankings, because I think that if it was purely based on who he liked, then it would probably be, we know Chris is number two, it would probably be Joey number one, Chris number two, Shubi number three, Sammy number four, Rebecca number five. But he was definitely looking at this tactically. He said he knew his first and he knew his fifth. He knows that Joey just got super influencer. I feel like he really thought Rebecca. So when he finds out that he was in last, he really thought Rebecca was going to be below him, which indicates to me that he probably puts Rebecca in fifth place, thinking at least I'll get above her. In fact, he didn't seem very hopeful that he'd win at all, which perhaps indicates that tactically he was trying to pick the winner with his rankings. He also seemed to indicate that he was a huge fan of Shubi, that he was obsessed with Shubi, always talked about Shubi. So, with all that in mind, it might have gone something like Shubi number one, Chris number two, Joey number three, Sammy number four, Rebecca number five, but you might swap Shubi and Joey. Who knows? The show, what we've seen from their relationship would indicate Joey, but what we've seen from like Ed saying he loves Shubi might indicate Shubi. I'm not sure where to go on this one.
I honestly have no idea. I think it could go either way. I really do. I'm all in on Shubi because I just think that he gets more of the praise and has less of the blood on his hands or questions about him than Joey does. And I feel like in a personal connection, he's had personal connections with each and every person pretty much in the circle. And I'm not saying Joey hasn't, but I feel like Joey has had stronger connections with fewer people, and Shubi's had more connections, maybe not as big, but more connections with different people.
Honestly, I wonder if it's, I kind of feel like it might be the opposite. I feel like Shuby has very strong connections with a couple of people, but Joey has had a bit more of a broad amount of connection to people. I think that that Ed loves Shuby, but I don't think there's an actual like relationship there. I think he just loves the idea of Shuby more than there being like a true relationship happening.
That is true. We haven't seen anything with Shuby and Ed. So there are people that do that, that have different perspectives of Shuby, but I feel like Shuby's just so, comes across as so lovable and so likable that I feel like it's hard for someone not to put him high because he seems so genuine. It seems like that's the guy I'm seeing on the other end of the screen. Like, that is exactly who's coming through. And with Joey, I feel like that is him. Like, he comes across as him. And even Ed Sid in this episode, oh, that's an Italian guy for sure. But I feel like there's more questions about him than there is Shuby.
All right. So that's Ed. You know, again, I'm gonna guess that he puts Shuby first and Joey third, but it could flip-flop. So we'll come back to that one as we start to add up all the scores. I'm going to score them. Then Rebecca. Rebecca, a.k.a. Seaburn, is going to put Joey at number four. Very skeptical of Joey because of the game that happened, the State Your Case, whichever game it was. Yeah, State Your Case, the rival one, where he basically was indicating that Rebecca might be a catfish. Joey really felt like he had been able to repair this relationship, but it seems like that was not the case, that Seaburn is still very much anti-Joey, says Joey does not deserve to win this game. Joey is number four, and that could definitely end up costing Joey the game. That's not a great rating. It's not last place, though, which is important. Shuby is number one for Rebecca. Shuby has stuck by him from the start, always been his friend. He is going to reward that loyalty. Like I said, Seaburn said he's going to rank based on how he feels. And so Shuby is number one. I imagine that for Seaburn, that means Sammy is number two. Chris is number three. Joey number four, and then Ed number five. That would be my guess for Seaburn if he's ranking according to what's fair is fair and who he likes the most.
Yeah, Seaburn really came from a perspective of going all in on his personal relationships. And I think for him, for a gameplay perspective, that's just not the right move. I think that he had to look at it as, okay, this is who's going to win. This is where I got to rate them, especially for his situation. Because his situation, he's just piggybacking on what his perspective is, but also he knows that this is how other people feel too. So I know he's been close with Shuby the whole game. It's been his ride or die, but he has to put him at the bottom if he has any chance of even coming close to the top, because he knows that Shuby is more liked than Rebecca. So I think this was a bad play on his perspective, but I've enjoyed watching him and watching his gameplay.
Yeah, and honestly, the way this is playing out, the correct move from Rebecca and really from most of these people seems to be, should have been Shuby, Joey, and Sammy all in the last three places.
Yeah, 100%. It shocks me no one put Ed at the top. I would have 100% put Ed at the top because you know he has no chance of winning. You know he's not been in there long enough. He's survived, what, one vote? Like, there was just no chance, and it wasn't really a vote. It was just Joey goes and picks someone. So it really comes down to, I think that if you put Ed at the top, he's not getting that vote from anyone else, and you're going to increase your chances of moving to the top.
For sure. All right, then Shuby. Shuby puts Rebecca at number two. He says she has been his sister from the start. This, of course, indicates to me that Joey is his number one. And he talks about Sammy, doesn't give a number for Sammy, but he says that Sammy made him feel like he wasn't an outsider. This seems pretty clear to me that Shuby went Joey number one, Rebecca number two, Sammy number three, Chris number four, Ed number five. So I feel pretty confident about a lot of these rankings. Ed is the one I'm the least sure about, but with that in mind, let's run through and try to add these up. So basically, okay. I'm just going to take the placement in the rankings that they got from each person and just literally add them up. And whoever gets the lowest number is going to be the winner. So we said that Joey, well, let's start with Sammy. We said Joey put Sammy number one. Chris likely put Sammy number two. So that's three for Sammy. Ed put Sammy number four, which makes seven. Sammy can't vote for herself. Rebecca put Sammy number two, we're guessing. So that's nine. And then Shuby put Sammy number three, which is 12 total for Sammy.
Okay. All right.
Then let's talk Shuby. So Shuby was number two for Joey. For Chris, we guessed Shuby was perhaps number three. So that's five. For Ed, and this is a tricky one, we guessed number one, or at least I did, so that would make six. Sammy would put Shuby, we believe, at number two, which would make eight. Rebecca put Shuby at one, which would make Shuby's total be nine, which is a good 3 points above Sammy. That's a pretty good spot. That means Shuby is beating Sammy as long as Ed did what we thought he did.
Yeah.
If Ed puts Shuby at number three, then he gets 11 points, which still puts him above Sammy.
Still puts him ahead. Yeah.
So I don't know if Sammy can win. Look at that.
No, I think she needs a crazy score that we didn't see coming to be able to pull it out.
Yeah. All right. So then Joey, we got to figure out, this might come down to where Ed put Joey or
really
Shuby.
Will.
All right. So Chris put Joey at number one. Ed put Joey, we guessed, at number three, which makes four. Sammy put Joey at one, which is five. Rebecca put Joey at four, which is nine. And then Shuby put Joey at one, which is 10. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
It could come down to like a 1 point difference.
It comes down to it. So we guessed 9 points for Shuby, 10 for Joey. It completely comes down to where Ed put Shuby or Joey.
Yeah. And what happens if there's a tie? Can there be a tie?
I think there can be a tie. Yeah. But it hasn't happened as far as I'm aware.
I wonder what happens in that situation.
I don't know.
I don't know. Ed comes back. Ed's mom puts the vote in to vote for who wins the game.
Man, it comes down to what do we think Ed did with his vote? Because if Ed did if he put Shuby at number one, then that means that Shuby likely is the winner. If Ed put Joey at number one, then Joey runs away with it. Then Joey is
Joey's really ahead.
Then Joey is at like I don't know, like 8 points to Shuby's 11 or something.
But we heard Ed say that he couldn't put Joey that high. Like he was thinking tactfully. So
Ed say he said, did he say he wouldn't put Joey high?
Well, he didn't say that, but he was referring to Joey as not being able. He doesn't want to put him super high because of the fact that he knows he's a threat. Am I thinking this is wrong? Maybe I might be mixing my UK season with this, but yeah.
I know Joey was saying that about Shuby. I don't remember
Ed
saying it.
Maybe that's what I'm mixing up. So I knew Joey was involved in there somewhere.
So it comes down to, do you think that Ed voted for the person he said he was obsessed with when he talked to Sammy, or did he vote for the person he had a better relationship with Joey?
Makes me love that Ed actually thought about it as a game perspective and not a person's perspective, because now we have no idea.
Could go either way.
I think it's down to those two. I think we've definitely narrowed it down. I still feel like Shuby pulled this one out. I really do, but if he got that number one rating from Ed, Joey is hands down run away with it.
You know, I was leaning more toward Joey heading into these episodes. If you go Shuby, I'll go Joey. We'll cover our bases.
All right. I'm going Shuby. I'm all in on Shuby. Yeah, well, if there's a fan vote, then Shuby for sure.
Well, there is a fan vote, and would expect. Yeah.
I wonder if there was a tie, if that would be what it came down to, the fan vote. Like, that'd be hilarious. I don't think that would happen, but that'd be great.
All right, so there it is. Those are our predictions. Maybe we're totally off too. Maybe Sammy has it.
Yeah. And Chris wins it.
All right, so another alert. There's another twist. The least popular player will be instantly blocked right now. And I was like, okay. I mean, why include him in the ratings if you're just going to toss him out? Like, I don't really understand the point. But all right, we're going to finally take Ed out.
Yeah, it was just kind of useless. I guess they needed his votes. Maybe they just wanted one more set of votes. Like, everyone knew he would be the next one gone, and if it came down to that, then he was gone no matter what. But, and that's where I think it's just such a flawed aspect of the game. Like, he has no chance to win. Zero chance to win. Like, I mean, he gets his TV time, and he gets a trip to the UK, but, I mean, I don't know. It just seemed unfair to me. I wish they would have it more of a fair perspective where everyone has a chance, an equal shot at it. So, we knew where he'd fall if it came down to that, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, Ed's mom is sad. So he's comforting her. He's taking it much better than she is. Ed has to go visit someone, and Sammy really doesn't want him to visit her. She's hiding in the cabinet. She says, "Not me. I got to tell him I have a boyfriend." I didn't even know Sammy had a boyfriend until now.
I didn't either. Like, I totally missed all of that. Like, we knew that she was bisexual. We knew that she had, like, been in different situations, like threesomes or whatever, but never did we know that she had a boyfriend. Like, that came out of left field.
Yet another person who lied about having a significant other. It's crazy. I mean, literally every single one of them.
Is Joey and Miranda the only single ones? Oh, and Chubby. So, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
It just is funny. It's funny to watch.
Yeah, genuinely, Joey. I guess Alana was genuinely single.
Yeah, that's true. Forgot about Alana.
So, yeah, like 4 of the 13, even though all 13 claims to be single. All right. So he comes to visit Sammy, and it's just him at first. I was like, where's his mom?
Yeah.
But he has this sort of like the awkward reveal of like, well, did it feel like you were talking to more than one person? No. It's like, do you understand what I'm saying? You get what I'm laying down? She's like, I have no idea what you're saying. What are you saying? Yeah, in comes Ed's mom.
Ed's mom comes in, and yeah, you can just see on her face, she's like, what the fudge?
Like, it's like, you've been flirting with a 50-year-old woman.
Actually, though, I feel like Ed really took control of that perspective.
Yeah.
I think that was more just trying to fool her a little bit.
This is where Ed says he loves Shuby. He says, Chris, he's a smooth son of a gun. He has good words.
And what does that mean? Yes, he can talk well, and he knows how to put his sentences correctly together, unlike myself, but he just, I don't understand that perspective. Like, that's just a strange way of saying, yeah, he's a good talker.
Yeah. Sammy says that it was her strategy to flirt with the guys, reel them in, and then friend zone them. And this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I guess she did that with Ed, but who else did she do that with?
It makes so much more sense. Like, why, like, everything makes more sense. Why she was so disgusted with the guys flirting with her, but then still did the flirting. It's because she has a boyfriend and needed to friend zone these people, but needed to also flirt with them to reel them in. Like, I just wish I knew this about her a long time ago. Things would have made more sense.
It came out of nowhere. It was just, it was probably one of the bigger shocks in any of these reveals have been. Like, let's be honest. Like, I was just like, wait, she had a boyfriend? I had to look at my girlfriend. I was like, did I hear that right? She had a boyfriend? She's like, yeah, that was weird. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ed is gone.
Ed's chagrin. He really wanted that relationship with that, like, Delco girl.
Damn. Last day in the circle. They have a circle chat. They are left a luxury breakfast, which I have to say did not look like a luxury breakfast to me.
No. What was it? It was eggs.
It was like a little box with like a tiny little like orange juice bottle and some alcohol or something. And I saw like what looked like a day old muffin. And I don't know what else was in there, but it was a tiny little box. Like, this looks like a cheap little breakfast a hotel would like leave you in a box to take 100%. On the go.
I thought I saw eggs, but maybe I'm just saying things. But yeah,
I mean, I'm sure there was more than just the muffin, but I wasn't sure.
You know what? That food will taste a lot better when you win the grand prize. I'll tell you that.
Ed has left a message for the circle. He said, "Hey, I am who I said I am, but there was some extra. It's my mom." And Ed's mom, and this again makes a lot more sense. Ed's mom says, "I was here to bond with the older crowd, and he was here to bond with the younger crowd." problem for her was there was no older crowd.
Yeah, like I felt so bad because I didn't realize it until she said that. That I was like, wait a second, there was no Tim of this season. You know, there's no Joyce. There's nothing. There's literally no older person. And I think that's where Netflix kind of got it wrong. For as much as we praise them for their diverse casting, mm-hmm. I think they got it wrong on the age barrier. I think that they should have had more people like Ed's mom in this game. And I think that they add a lot to this game too. And it, at least it gives you that catfish element of, is this a catfish? Is this someone trying to be an older person? I think that would have been cool to have an older person in this game and have their perspective.
All right. Of course, I was completely expecting this, that Joey says, I should have brought my mom.
I think Joey would have done great with his mom there. I think Joey's mom would have been very entertaining to have on the show.
Shuby is concerned. He's like, now I'm nervous that it's like Rebecca and her twin.
Yeah. If he only knew.
Oh, boy. Well,
it's Rebecca's boyfriend.
That's the thing, too. Like, it's one thing to... For somebody like Shuby to be like, okay, like from our perspective, we've always known Seaburn and we know mm-hmm. that he's playing as Rebecca. It turns out it's going to be a guy. But mm-hmm. from Shuby's perspective, it's going to be the girl I was talking to. It's her boyfriend that I've been like talking to. Like,
well, luckily he hasn't flirted too much or anything right. at all. Like, you know, so it's not like an awkward perspective. It's just this is who he saw.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's even worse that it's the boyfriend of the girl as opposed to like it was me. It was just a change of gender. Instead, it's like, no, I was playing as my girlfriend. You know what she is. You don't really know. I'm just her boyfriend.
That's true. I think it would have been worse if Adam was not Alex. If Adam was Adam. And then he came in and it was, you know, Seaborn. That would have been bad. I think that would have been super awkward. It would have been great TV, but it would have been awkward as hell. So mm-hmm. I see where you're coming from with this perspective with Chubby, but I don't know. I think that it's not going to be as bad. I think he's going to embrace it and be like, you know, because we know how Shuby is. Shuby's so loving and caring. He's just, but he's been so good.
He's been so judgmental about the catfish.
But he doesn't suspect Rebecca at all.
I know. So I feel like that makes it worse.
I don't know. I do you think that's why they led with it going into
100%? 100%. It's those two in there alone because they want this.
Oh man, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think Shuby has it in him to be like mean to Seaburn's face, but.
True.
I think that he will be hurt and like trying to be maybe polite, but also like a little bit like, but why?
Yeah.
And it's going to be real awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe more like disappointed that, I don't know, maybe disappointed that this isn't the person that he's thought that he's been having a conversation with. And I would hate to see a sad Shuby. Like that's just like going to be heartbreaking TV to watch, but yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe you're kind of buying me in on this whole he's going to be really upset thing now. I thought he would look at it and laugh, you know, like how Alex did and how Seaburn did when Alex walked in. He was like, oh, okay, that's hilarious. Now you got me thinking, man. Oh, this can break my heart.
He's just, there have been so many moments where he's been like, I really hope nobody's playing me. I just feel like everyone's genuine. I really hope, you know, this is, you know, nobody's pretending to be anybody else. Genuine things. That's what matters. The way that he talks, even if you are the kind of person that's willing to take that pretty lightly, there's still got to be some sense of you that's like, embarrassed about all of the like she's my sister like I think probably a whole host of emotions that run through you, and if you're already inclined to like not like catfish very much, then I think it's we'll see.
So if you were in Chubby's spot, would you be hurt if that happened, or would you be like, hey, it's a game, you know, I totally get it?
Because I like know reality TV and I know the concept of the show, I would completely like, I think I would completely get it. I mean, it's hard to know without putting yourself in that situation.
True.
But like, like I can empathize with how somebody might feel based on how I might feel in the real world. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't go into a show conflicting those two things. I think that I would sort of be like, I would be expecting, like, literally I would be expecting everyone to be a catfish and like preparing for it emotionally. And so I don't think I'd be too like hurt by it. Especially because I've seen the show and I know that what generally happens is these catfish feel pretty bad about it and they feel like they have made genuine connections. So, I mean, maybe that's projecting myself too much. Maybe that's expecting too much of myself, but I feel like just knowing the show more helps and knowing that mm-hmm. like this is to be expected. Whereas Shubi, I feel like didn't know the show too well. And like really just expects like his outrage at catfish in general, I just wouldn't have. Like, of course mm-hmm. they're a catfish. Of course, like they came onto the show as catfish. That's the point of the show. So I don't know. I will say if for some reason, and I wouldn't do this anyway, but if for some reason I was like flirting with somebody and thought I was making a genuine romantic connection to them in the circle, then I would be hurt if it was revealed that they were not who they said they were. But I wouldn't do that on a show anyway, so it's fine.
You wouldn't flirt, Taryn? That's so unlike you. Hey, okay, here's my other question for you then, since we're on this topic. If you were to go on the show, would you be yourself or would you be a cat?
I would be myself 100%. It's yeah, I mean, it would be much easier. But I was actually just talking to Lita about this, like thinking about it. I don't think I'd be good on this show.
Really?
I don't like talking to people via text. I don't like it. You can probably attest to this. I'm not very communicative via text, but when you have me like in person and speaking to me, like I'm a person, like it's much easier for me.
I totally get that perspective 100% from you. Cause I'm the kind where like, I will message and like, you know, be into the texting, but I am much better when I'm in person with someone. I have that genuine one-on-one connection, that's better for me. But that's so funny you say that. Yeah, because it's nothing. I feel like if I were to go into this game, which I did apply for next season, just why not? So yeah. If I were to go in, I would go in as a catfish, like 100%. Like, I just feel like, and they put a poll up on the Circle Twitter saying, would you come in as a catfish or as yourself? And like 80% said themselves and 20% put catfish. And I just feel like I would want to come in as my girlfriend. Like, I feel like I could totally come from a different perspective as her. Like, I think that'd be hilarious. I would love that. And I just think it would be fun to play as someone else. I think there's just more to give. I feel like I'd get bored of just being me. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like when you're playing a game like this, there's a whole nother element of being someone else. And that's kind of a game within the game. I just feel like it'd be a lot more fun and intriguing to be someone else than to just go in as me and just be myself, which I think I can be fun with people. I'm likable to some people, I believe. It depends if you ask the YouTube chat. But I just really think that I can get along with people, and I would love to see a perspective of getting along with someone in a different form. And I think that'd be a cool way to play a game.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see where it would be. It could be more fun. I imagine it would also be more stressful at times, but I think that like it's something to do. I get that perspective. But yeah, I think it would be so hard to have to like come up with a. I mean, I think I did want to be a writer once upon a time. The idea of creating a character is very interesting to me. But I think having to live as that character is not as interesting to me. Like when I'm interacting with, like, I just want to be able to be myself. And I think it would be easier to be myself in terms of winning the game. So,
No, 100%. I totally see where you're coming from. And that's kind of funny that you'd say you want to be yourself and I'd want to be a catfish. It's just everyone's personality is different in how they would want to do this. I think it would be great at the show. I really do. I know you're not the best at texting, but that's hilarious that you say that. because, you know, you've always been very kind to me and very thoughtful. So I think that you'd be great on this show.
Well, thank you. And, you know, maybe because all of my time would be dedicated to it. Maybe that like one of the things I don't like about it is like if I am talking to somebody via texting and like in order to have a meaningful conversation, then I'm typing like a ton. And it's just like it's such a time warp for me. Like it mm-hmm. takes so much time and energy for me to like talk to people because I don't know, so it's either like just quick to the point or uh-huh. it's like a page worth of like thoughts and you know either way it's either too much or too little.
Well, you're a podcaster, you talk through, you know, the screen yeah. and you talk in person, you don't talk via text, so that totally makes sense.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll probably never find out, but hopefully we find out if you're going to be good at it.
Oh, there's a 0.0% chance I'd ever get casted. But hey, if there's that 1% chance, I've tried out for Big Brother. Now let's see, maybe this will work.
All right. Well, we did get some messages from home. We saw Shuby's dad, who was adorable, just like full of energy and excitement for Shuby. We saw Chris's mom, who said that he was going to get her back teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hilarious. I thought that was so sweet of her. I guess maybe they made that agreement going in and she's just reiterating, hey, just so you know, you did say you buy me those. But I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately, for her. But hey, you know what? Maybe they can find a way, another way to get her those back. So that's hilarious that she said that. That's so cute.
Yeah. And then we saw Rebecca's Rebecca, who's not really Rebecca, I think I heard.
She seemed distressed. Like, she was just yes. like, you need to get home. Like, I feel like she was saying it without saying it, but she was just like, yeah, it's been so hard. I need you back here. Like, but have fun and you're doing great and we love you, but please get home now.
I'm not gonna lie, if I was Seaburn and I got that message from a significant other, I would be distressed.
I would feel
like there was like something bad happened that she didn't want to tell me because it would worry me too much, but that she couldn't hide it. So I would be like, oh my God, something terrible must have happened. Like, what? I'm needed.
I was like, is she getting held captive? Like, is she like, this felt like a captive thief. Like, please help. I need help. Like I was just worried for her. I was just like, if I were Seaburn, like that wasn't a very good message to be like, okay, like, I'm good here. Like, they're all good. They want me to go forward.
It's been hard without you. It's been really hard without you. Please hurry back.
Yes. Like, oh, that man. Blew my mind. Have we ever seen that? Like, on any show of, like, you need to come home. Like, please hurry.
I feel like I've seen it before, maybe on Survivor, where, like, a loved one is there, like, yeah, things aren't great, but I think in general, man. Yeah, like I feel like people generally know like to be supportive and like yes. compulsive. In that moment. I mean, again, like maybe something genuinely has gone wrong here, and,
yeah,
and she
100%.
Was doing her best.
And I don't want to put light on it; like it could be something serious, but yeah. it was so mixed messages. Like, we know you're doing great, we love you, but you please come home as soon as possible. As soon as this is over, we'll pick you up from the airport now. That's how it felt.
You know, so there was a little bit of back and forth I had with Lita about like it, because Seaburn said essentially, when I'm flirting, I'm pretending to be my girlfriend. And so we were like, is she really the shy, sweet girl that Seaburn is playing her as, or is that a little bit of a projection on Seaburn's part? Seeing Rebecca here, or whatever her name is,
yeah, it's true. I don't know.
I got the sense that she really is kind of like a shy, sweet person. Just based on the little that we saw, I feel like I just got that she was like, she did say like, hurry back, but she was also like, I love you so much. Like, she was pretty lovey dovey. So I feel like maybe she is just playing her. But I feel like
maybe that is her
conflicting, like being in a long-term relationship with somebody with like flirting with somebody you barely know. And so ending up being like lovey dovey with people he barely knows. And it comes off like way too much.
I still feel like there's an aspect of him is thinking of, this is how a girl would speak. This is how a woman would talk. Like, and I feel like it's so far off. Like, even if I was my girlfriend, I would never talk like that. Like,
well, maybe you're, maybe that's not who your girlfriend is.
No. She's way meaner. I love you. But yeah, no, she, I'm going to get in so much trouble for that. So she's great, but I just think that if you came across as, oh, that teddy bear just made me so warm and fuzzy on the inside, and I just love everything about it. You are such a dreamboat. Like, I'd be like, no. No girl talks like that. No woman talks like that. That is weird. That is not normal. Like, that is strange. Like, that would just totally throw me off. And my girlfriend said it too. When he was talking about periods with the other girls, he was like, I would have been catfish radar going off. She's like, there's no way any of that made sense. Like, she's like, this is so weird.
You say that, but I had conversations with women who were watching the show. They were like, no, that's a thing. That happens to me, actually. The side thing.
That's because my girlfriend was like, I've never heard of that. That's weird. I've never done that. Like, I'm not saying I know that. I'm saying that's what my girlfriend said. She's like, there's no way I would be freaking out thinking that was a catfish because that is just strange. She's like, a lot of that conversation she said would have thrown her off.
Well, there you go.
Now I don't know. Let's just get off this topic because we are not well informed enough or need to be.
Well, it's time for one final circle chat. Face to face in the inner circle. And the first person there is, of course, Shubi. And this is the moment that Seaburn has feared. Rebecca is going to be the second person to walk in. And we're going to see how Shubi reacts to seeing Rebecca, aka Seaburn, for the first time in person. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to stop this podcast so that we can go and watch what happens.
I'm so glad that I haven't watched forward because I'm so looking forward to it now. Because you brought up a whole different... Oh, sorry, I went off camera. You brought off a whole different perspective that I didn't think about with Shubi. I honestly thought that they would just hug it out and be fine. Now I'm really curious.
Maybe I've hyped it up and it's going to be a total letdown, but I'm just like, oh boy, I'm prepared for the awkwardness.
I'm at the edge of my seat now, just trying to figure out what's going to happen. But real quick, did you think it was weird that they didn't have all the other like house videos, like videos from home for the other people? Like, I know
they had already seen
thing.
They had already seen their videos earlier.
Oh, well, yeah. OK, I thought that they would have another video or something that was sent to them as well. So I just thought it was strange.
I think they were just killing time in the episode, yeah. To be honest.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so that's what we have. Any final thoughts, Bobby?
No, phenomenal season. If you haven't watched the UK version, please check it out. It is great. I know they took it down off YouTube, but I'm sure there's other ways around it to find it, but it has been phenomenal. It really got me hooked. It made me love Tim, and I'm so glad you guys have had him on the round table. Like, that would be a dream to talk to Tim, so I'm so happy you guys have gotten that opportunity because he is an amazing man. Just this season, it was exactly what I was hoping for it to be. I've loved most of the characters. I've fallen in love with the show even more. I do wish that they would change little aspects of it. We talked about it earlier. I think that there's a better way to make it more of a fair gameplay. And I think that they can work on that. Let's like workshop it. Maybe we can give them some ideas, Taryn. But it's definitely a great show. I'm so glad that I listened to you and Rob and decided to check it out because I have been hooked for the last couple weeks.
All right. Where can people find you?
I'm at Goodspeed Bobby. It's my last name. Goodspey and Bobby. Check me out on Twitter. Also, I will be at the Live Know-It-Alls going up in LA, both the premiere party and the North Hollywood one. My girlfriend refuses to go to the premiere party because she just isn't that kind of girl. She doesn't like those things. She likes watching from home. But if anyone's there and sees me, please come talk to me. I'll be there by myself. So I'd like to make some new friends to watch Survivor with.
There you go. You can, of course, find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaryn. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. And we will be back tomorrow night, which will be Thursday night if you're listening to this on Wednesday. And if you're listening to this on Thursday, no, that doesn't change how time works. But we will still be live on Thursday night, even if it's not tomorrow for you at the time you're listening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's when the roundtable, where we'll talk about the final episode and the whole show in general. It'll be great. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope that I enjoy it when I watch the finale. Check it out. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.